KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 28 degrees. A winter weather advisory is now in effect until 2 p.m. for Harrison, Pottawatomie Mills, Monona, and Shelby counties. The advisory goes into effect at 8 a.m. for Cass, Adair, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Carroll, Crawford, and Sac counties. Anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected across the advisory area, with travel conditions deteriorating rapidly this morning as the snow moves in and visibility is dropping to around midday. You can also expect roads to become snow-covered and slick, and officials say you should reconsider or adjust your travel plans accordingly. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, authorities in Fremont County say an investigation Wednesday into the delivery of illegal narcotics resulted in an arrest. 21-year-old Bubba Dwayne Mitchell of Emerson was arrested for delivery of a simulated controlled substance, methamphetamine. Mitchell was apprehended by deputies after Mitchell conducted an illegal exchange of about 50 grams of a simulated substance. He was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $100,000 cash-only bond. Well, a vehicle became stuck aside railroad tracks in Red Oak on Wednesday. Red Oak Police Department responded to the call of a vehicle stuck just after 10:30 a.m. alongside the railroad tracks on the south side of the 600 block of West Coolbaugh Street. Upon arrival, officers found a blue 1984 Dodge truck and its driver, Alvin Smith of Hastings, sitting about 500 feet south of the 600 block of Coolbaugh. The vehicle had traveled along the railway before sliding down the embankment into a ditch where it became immobile. The Red Oak Fire Department assisted with getting Smith out of the vehicle, and the truck was removed by a tow service. Smith told officers that a train was blocking the roadway, so he tried to drive down the railway property to get to the next road when he became stuck. Smith was cited for trespassing on BNSF property and then released. Red Oak police were also assisted at the scene by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Economic development officials and local leaders have been trying for years to bring an ethanol plant to Atlantic after hopes were dashed in 2006 when Amazing Energy pulled plans to build a plant here and a Green Plains renewable energy deal fell through. Plans were announced in 2011 and 2012 for Ron Fajan with Fajan Incorporated out of Granite Falls, Minnesota, to buy the property. Since then, only an administrative building, an outbuilding, and foundation have been placed on the site, and the road leading to the facility was constructed. During a meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday morning, Kathy Showalter with Planscape Partners said by speakerphone, momentum is once again building for the stalled-out project.
This project is hopefully finally underway. Ron Fagan has been trying to market the site and now has decided if he is able to access assistance from the state of Iowa, the county, and then the, you know, line up the water supply from the city of Atlantic, all things that I think you're familiar with. He will work and develop the site himself.
The company is now ready to submit an application to the Iowa Economic Development Authority, but officials there have made it clear they need proof that such a plant is needed before financial assistance is even considered or granted.
We have had to demonstrate that there's adequate corn, which is a necessity anyway, and a corn availability study was completed by Pro Exporter, and that is attached to this application, the corn origination chart, which shows there is a definite gap in the area around Cass County and Atlantic. But we also had to demonstrate that there's going to be available labor.
Showalter said they used 2013 data provided by CADCO, the Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, and other anecdotal information about the county to support the application. The application needs to be submitted to the state by January 4th. A decision on the request won't be made until the end of January, however. As part of the application, Showalter said there has to be some local skin in the game in the form of a 50% match of the TIF or tax increment financing for 10 years, which is projected to be nearly $3.5 million based on an assessed value of $25 million. The county has passed a resolution approving the sponsorship of and local match for the application to the Iowa Economic Development Authority's High Quality Jobs Program for Farmers Energy Cardinal LLC. If that application is approved, the ball would start rolling on a $190 million investment toward bringing an annual 150 million gallon ethanol plant to Cass County just outside of Atlantic. The plant would be added to the Cass County Urban Renewal Plan, and the project, which is larger than the originally proposed 100 million gallon production facility, would create an estimated 45 new jobs at least. Other details about the proposal are being worked out and pending approval, of course, of the economic development package from the state. In the funeral report, Brenda Sue Cuthbertson, age 56, of Adel, died Sunday. Graveside memorial services for Brenda Sue Cuthbertson will be today at 10:30 at the Monteith Cemetery near rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Marilyn Ward, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Marilyn Ward will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Vera Buckendahl, age 97, of Alta, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. A funeral mass for Vera Buckendahl will be Saturday at 1:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Storm Lake. The Nicholas D. Jensen Funeral Home in Alta is in charge of arrangements. Phyllis Hodney, age 93, of Irwin, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Phyllis Hodney will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Margaret Maggie Vanderheiden, age 88, of Dexter, died December 17th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Cremation has taken place, and a memorial service for Maggie Vanderheiden will be on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Dexter American Legion. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Just an update on the road conditions in western Iowa. Road conditions west of Atlantic are now partially covered with snow, according to the latest report from Iowa511IA.org, the Iowa Department of Transportation, and the media reporting that roads in the Omaha metro area are becoming covered with snow and slick this morning, so keep that in mind if you have to travel off to the west. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.